Lights up!
Welcome to the latest episode of Lights Up, the podcast of Putney Theatre Company. I am joined by Des and Deborah, who are in our forthcoming production of Beginning, which starts on the 14th of May until the 18th of May. Hello and welcome!
Hello.
Hi, how are we doing?
Good.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Slightly terrified that it's only a week away, but yeah.
But also excited and cannot wait.
Very excited, yes.
Now, Des, this is your third?
Third,
production,
yes.
With PTC.
Three's the magic number.
What was your previous production?
So I was first in Touch. Yeah, so I played Sam, who was the jolted boyfriend of the main character, and then my next production with the lovely PTC was Radiant Vermin.
Ooh, that was marvellous. You were excellent in that,
Thank
my darling.
Thank you very much.
I'm thrilled that you've come back.
Oh, first time since the pandemic.
I know, that's crazy, isn't it?
And so I'm very excited.
Deborah, this is your first time with PTC, yes?
Yeah, first time.
Huge welcome, my darling.
Thank you.
And so you've done lots of things previously, haven't you?
I'd say a few things, not lots and lots of things.
Very experienced, dear listener. Very experienced. We are very lucky. They're an absolute cracking duo, so you are in for a treat. Now, tell me a little about Laura. What's she like? What's her loves, hates?
So Laura is a 38-year-old managing director of an agency.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, very fancy. She's been in her new flat for about 6 weeks, which means it's been time for a great big housewarming party.
Brilliant.
I don't want to give too much away about Laura. She's a lovely, lovely woman who you'll get to grow to love when you come and watch the play.
So it's her party, it's her mm-hmm. housewarming party.
Yeah.
And then Danny, the character that you're playing, yes. Des, who he?
Who he? Danny is the friend of a friend of Laura's who's been encouraged to join the party.
Oh, so he's like a plus one.
He is a plus one. He's the awkward, like, who's that guy in the corner
kind of
character. Yeah.
Doesn't know anyone.
Doesn't really know anyone. He's been egged on by his best mate, Keith, who we speak a lot about in the play, but we don't actually meet him.
Right.
But he's a character in himself. So, Danny is early 40s, a little bit of a lost soul, I think. You know, life has kind of dealt him a hand that's a little bit... he's having to navigate, I think, a little bit. Things have happened to him that has just kind of made him doubt himself a little bit more. But he's trying his best to kind of come out the other side, grab life by the fruit.
So he's struggling a bit.
A little bit, yes.
To find his place in life.
Yes.
We won't give too much away, but
exactly,
honestly, you can read the flyer, my friends.
There we go.
there's a little bit of info on there. So he's at the party, last man standing, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I'd say whilst Danny is all of those things to Laura, he's just a hot stranger at her party.
Ooh, nice. So I'm assuming we're a few drinks in when we meet Laura and Danny.
Just a tad. Yeah.
David Elridge is absolutely a genius when it comes to this kind of scenario and very naturalistic scripts and the text. And I did a production of Under the Blue Sky playing Michelle, which was one of the most joyous characters. And he came to one of our rehearsals.
No.
Oh. Which, I mean, how terrifying is that? I think, oh God, this is... Oh. And he came and gave me a note afterwards. One of the best notes ever in my life.
He said,
just remember Michelle, you know, she's like 3 G&Ts in before we even meet her. She's been drinking before she's gone out. So when we see her, she's already, you know, 3 sheets to the wind. And I was like, okay, I'm loving that. So, okay, and it's just a progression of drunkenness. And it was a really good note and really made me think, right, I understand. And I'm wondering, is that similar for Laura and Danny? Have they sort of entered the party? Have they sobered up a bit? Or are they still absolutely...
He likes his drunk characters, doesn't he? Yeah. No, he also, bless him, he reposted one of our marketing shares the other day and I had a bit of a squeaky bum moment.
He liked my Insta post today
and I had
a few flutters. It was very exciting.
We have a fan.
And he's got fans in us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think to answer your question, Danny has been encouraged to come to the party after a few bevvies.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
A bit of Dutch courage.
And obviously, Laura's hosted the party. But I think the situation that they're in, they're having to kind of put their best foot forward. So I think they're that kind of drunk, but you're fully aware what you're saying, what you're doing.
Right. So you have to kind of quickly sober up. Ramblings.
Yeah, hold it together, kind of.
I think there's that moment in every night where you've drunk too much, and if you carry on drinking, you either get absolutely wasted and forget everything, or you kind of sober up. And obviously you've had all the drinks, so you're still just a little bit more confident than you normally would be, but you're not as drunk as you should be.
I'm with you. So we start the party, everyone's gone, just Danny and Laura. And am I right, it's in real time?
Yeah.
So the whole play just takes place over...
let's say 105 to give us a little bit of leeway.
So we see the progression of the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Give me any spoilers, any little teasers?
Oh, you know...
What does Laura want in life?
So, I just don't want to ruin it because it's just such a beautiful, beautiful play. And her wants develop and change over the course of the nearly 2 hours. You know, as you make a new friend or a new more than friends.
Right.
How much you share of yourself changes.
Of course, because you start off, I'm thinking both of you, projecting your best side to us, you know, when you're a stranger, don't you? You sort of obviously try and make yourself sound as affable and as great as possible.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming that as more drinks and a bit more in-depth conversation, those sort of layers suddenly sort of get peeled onto the actual brutal reality of the characters that you're playing.
Yeah, let's say they start off making eyes at each other, perhaps Laura being a bit more confident than Danny in her flirtiness.
Does Danny notice this? I'm thinking Danny maybe not.
Danny is a little bit away with the fairies. Like, he doesn't really pick up a lot. He's quite oblivious to the world around him. And I think one of his, like, in a detriment to himself, he doesn't see himself as, like, this desirable person.
Oh, bless
so,
him.
Yeah, it's just kind of the experiences that he's had. And I think maybe watching his friendship group around him, he's forever kind of waiting for something to happen for him. He had it before, he wants it again, but he doesn't really know.
So he doesn't know how to do it himself. He
doesn't know how to do it himself.
And so when this amazingly gorgeous, beautiful woman makes eyes at him, is he a little bit scared or just...
Oh, sirens are going off his head. Like, what do I do? What do I say? Where do I look?
Oh, bless him. Danny. Are we all going to just love Danny, aren't we? I just feel a little sorry for him.
Yeah.
Are we rooting for you?
We are rooting for him. I think everybody knows a Danny.
Right. You know? Themselves.
Maybe that. If you don't know it, maybe it's you.
Well, there we go.
If you look around the room and you can't see a Danny, it's sweetheart, you. There might be a chance it's you. But yeah, I think everyone does know a Danny and like, just that person that, when their name gets brought up, just the sympathetic head tilts the side. And, oh, what a guy. So
nice. If only he could find the right person.
Dot, dot, dot.
Right.
Yes.
Well, this is very exciting. And I'm really trying desperately to get any teasers. And you're not giving them to me at all.
Ben has sworn us to secrecy.
Has he? Oh, well, in that case, yeah. Now, it's set in 2015. Is that right? Is that right for the play we know?
Your homework.
So, set in 2015. So, are there lots of lovely references to...
What happens in 2015?
Yeah.
Well, you're coming
what
to...
What does happen in 2015? It was before the referendum. So, we have Cameron in... power.
Jeremy Corbyn in opposition.
Yes.
What else do we have? We have
Peter Andre on Strictly.
Oh, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton up for presidential candidate.
What else happened in 2015?
Bangers. There were some great news.
So I'm expecting a fantastic soundtrack to this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Crazy Dancing? Please tell me there's drunken dancing.
Ooh, we can't tell you that, I'm afraid.
If not, I'm going to be doing it in the audience.
Fantastic.
There we go. And so it's on from the 14th until the 18th of May. So literally it starts a week tomorrow.
Yes.
Including the matinee on the Saturday. Now, dear listener, I keep saying this and... ignore me at your peril. It's in the studio. So that means there's only 40 seats per night. So please, please book your ticket in advance because our studio shows do sell out and I don't want you to be disappointed. So please go to www.putneyartstheatre.org.uk to get your tickets. Just go onto the What's On and they'll be there. There's obviously, you can do it via Facebook and also Instagram. All the information is on there as well. There's no escape. So please do come and support Des and Deborah. I'm really excited to watch this. David Elridge is such a beautiful, beautiful writer. And I know we're in for an incredible treat. So I hear you've now got to go and do a run through, yeah?
We are, yes. Yep.
Ooh, I'd better not make you late, otherwise Ben will be very angry with me. And when Ben's angry, whoof!
He runs a tight schedule, man. Yes.
Ben is also the loveliest man on the planet. and he's never angry. I just want to put that on record now before.
Yes.
Well, there we go. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your rehearsal. I'm going to come in next week and this week even.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm coming next week to see it. Pop in for a rehearsal this week as well, just
Please
to make you feel really nervous. So it's going to be amazing. But yeah, do try and come the first night as well, because it's always good to have support on the first night. And
absolutely, yeah. Mm. I think we both worked really hard on it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's these characters are lovable. You're rooting for them.
You just want it to work.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's a common route for
so
them.
So in the days before, well, not quite before, online dating, really.
Yeah.
It was just about, is this
before
right?
Before it really took off.
Yeah. Like, we're not talking Tinder, we're not talking Bumble
so this
or anything
was
like that.
Actually meeting real people in real life.
Yeah.
And having to have a conversation as opposed to just doing it all online. And
can you imagine it? Can you even imagine it?
Well, thanks, guys. See you soon.
See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
This is a Real Putney Theatre Company production. Do share the podcast with your friends and take a look at our website, searching online for the Putney Theatre Company. So that's it for now. See you next time.